20 days from the date of this approval to have the CFC in place, or the continued nightly rental shall cease until the CFC is issued. So with the approval, that's not added. You still have the ability to add that. The issue was that they felt like maybe it needed to be 90 days. So that's something they wanted to discuss with you guys. But in the future applications we got coming through, if you want to add that in, you have the ability to do that. It's just not in our code book now. Right. That's something that you have added. The only other change was in the buffering. We had, right here. We had changed the shall to a may, and then the established to required, but that's just so it would read better. They just left that as it is, so it reads now, a buffer shall be established between any structure utilized for the Appendix H that we looked at. And then they wanted to talk with the Planning Commission on the reasoning for the May and meet with you one night here as quick as we could. I know that we got one commissioner that can't meet Wednesday, Thursday of this week, and Tuesday was too quick to get it posted, so I'm thinking one evening next week. The planning members, it could. It'd just be a work session. And then after that, if some changes were made, then the Planning Commission would need to hold a public hearing. We'd have to post it 15 days ahead of time in the newspaper. And then the Planning Commission would take public hearing recommendations and either tweak or leave the revisions the same and kick them back. The County Commission's the only one that can have the final approval of code amendments. But so now, as it reads now, and we've got some applications coming through, I'm going to call them tomorrow. Unless the Planning Commission's got something different. And I'll talk with each one and let them know that they'll have to present us with a buffering plan. I think it'll affect three of the seven. I think three of them are right out in the middle of acreage that's solid woods, and they just plan on putting homes. They're not even built yet. Right in the middle of the acreage, and another one butts up to the Corps of Engineers, and the applicant owns the property adjacent to them that's a vacant, so they won't have to buffer on their own property because it's not a separate property owner. But I'll talk with them and let them know, and I guess give them the option if they would want to postpone their hearing. They would always have that option. We've had that happen, let them postpone once. Until this kind of gets all established. But I planned on doing that in the morning. You can call on them. So we've got seven of them that have been on hold. But I just wanted to fill you in from the meeting today. I don't know, is our commissioner still here? Mm-hmm. Yep. I just can't see her. If she wanted to add anything to the meeting or not.
You said it
correctly. Okay. All right.
So when do we want to have the work session?
Do you guys have a feel for an evening that we can kind of present to them?
I'll be gone the last week of the month, so the first week of October works good for me.
What about you'll be gone next week?
I'm always gone the last week of the month. Okay. We'll take care of my mom. Okay.
Friday's too early.
Not for me.
Friday suitable to you?
No.
Yeah, I'm here Friday.
Friday? Can everybody be here Friday?
Friday
be 6:30, 7 before some of us can probably get here. Because I didn't plan it, so I don't know what my schedule will be. Brad don't, and I don't know about some of the rest of them. So
we're looking at the 22nd, September 22nd.
Question commission tell you any time?
No, the last thing we talked about was you guys were going to email me dates that absolute you couldn't and see how those fell. And then I got the two dates from you. but I haven't heard from anybody else. So we could just present that, and then through email I can try to converse with the Planning Commission if that changes.
I would do 6 more than likely.
6:30
would be better for me.
6:30? Let's plan on 6:30 and see what happens.
Is that suitable to the rest of the meeting?
I might be in Memphis, but I don't want to hold up the meeting.
There's really not a big concern about those.
Randy, are you okay at 6:30?
I'm like you. I think 90 days is too long. I think it ought to be 60 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion on that. We need to stop it.
The only conflict with that to think about that I thought of after our meeting today is that your decision of record requirement's 120 days. Well, within that decision of record, you have another requirement that basically nullifies that to if they would get the CFC. So, I mean, it's almost like they wouldn't have any. See what I mean? You can't.
They wouldn't have time.
Well, no. You could wait on your decision of record, but with that, that really means that if you're wanting to get everything finalized, you'd have to have your decision of record recorded in whatever days the CFC. Those two kind of conflict, but.
I'm sorry, Scott, would you repeat that?
The CFC is part of your decision of record. You don't have to have your decision of record recorded until 120 days. If you don't, then it would go away. You can record it the next day if we'd had it ready. So the timeline on the CFC would change your decision of record CFC, or your decision of record timeline, because if you had 60 days on your CFC, they would have to have it done.
Are there any other requirements on the decision of record other than
not that have a timeline? And I don't have a problem with the timeline if we just get one. I just know that that's a little conflicting when you're telling them that they have 120 days to do something, but then the next thing says, oh, no, by the way, you only have 60. But then they would cease.
Right now.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what I see the difference. Yeah, that's the difference I see. If they're operating when they walk in here, I don't have a whole lot of leeway.
And they're operating, they're coming in from a slot because you have, they've been reporting to you. You give them a notice that they need to tell the clients, and so they started coming in.
They started coming in just because I think of what you said today. I had one today that's wanting to come through that he's been doing it since 2012 and really didn't realize he needed one. He lives east in Missouri somewhere, and he's finding out all of a sudden that, oh, I got to have a permit in Taney County.
Scott, wasn't the timeline on the appeal play into that also?
The timeline of the appeal?
The 90 days.
Somebody wanted to.
Well, the 90 days to have your CFC, and that'd be a decision that an applicant or somebody receiving the permit would have to think about. If I felt like I was really going to be appealed, then I would wait until the 90 days if I had a requirement from a fire department to install some kind of fire suppression. I would not want to do that until I knew my 90-day appeal timeline was passed.
Well, wouldn't that put that an applicant in a problem not having any time to become compliant? Everything done, if the fire department required something and they were waiting to make sure there was no appeal, there wouldn't have any time left to accomplish that, right?
No. They would just be buying extra time to rent it because they wouldn't put in the fire suppression until the 90 days pass. So they'd have a 60-day window, I guess, or 90-day window to get their ducks in a row. And then when the 90 days hit, they could start trying to get the fire suppression in because now they would not be appealed. And at that time, they should theoretically not rent because they've passed that CFC deadline.
But we're not giving them permission to continue operating. We're asking them to be compliant to get them the CNC, right? But still, we're not giving them permission to continue operating.
Well, that's what you guys have to decide. The way that read, yes, the ones that have been operating will continue to operate. I've talked this well over with the Western Fire, and he said, no, I mean, they're fine to continue. Even if they require sprinklers, if they're working with him, he's not going to go after them to try to shut down. I mean, I can send all the letters you want, but to actually get somebody to stop renting has yet to be seen. So, I mean, we can go through the motions and the efforts, and if we have it on paper, I can sure send it over to the prosecutors, and we can start trying to do something different than it's been done in the past 5 years.
I just had one other concern, and this was a concern that some residents have brought up, one in the meeting today. When you have a duplex, is the common wall that's in place now, that serves, how does that buffer work on that?
That is their only buffer. I mean, it is what it is. It's a common wall. I don't really know if nothing you can change about it unless you soundproof it.
Well, is that a possibility?
Of course, on the soundproof and existing wall.
Yeah. How do you do that? Or is that possible?
But they parked without the wall. I think they tried to get a duplex. You try to soundproof it, you know, as much as
they
you can.
They try.
I think we're way down the road from that. We've already
pretty much
got those things going.
What you'll have is when you have a villa come before you or a duplex or anything that is condo-style ownership that only has a common shared property line, they'll be presenting a buffering plan unless something changes on it. I would assume that they'll be presenting the common wall area as their buffer. The Board of Adjustment made a decision that was the buffer for the applications that came before them, but you guys would have to decide if, because all it says is wall, but then it also says any other screening device found to be appropriate by the Planning Commission. There's never been anything in there about sound or the original buffering in the code book is a 25 foot deep vegetative buffer, and then these are all in there behind it to give options in lieu of that. But back to the 120 days, Sheila, I just wanted to bring that up, but I think that I've had very few that went very long at all. They want to get that decision of record recorded. So then any timeline that you guys had behind that would probably fall in behind that decision of record. And I would hate to change that for just the special use permit, because that's common with all the others, and I figure it's kind of a statute. So I don't foresee that as a problem.
Anybody got anything else? So we're going to meet the 22nd, 6:30.
That's what I've got written down.
Friday evening here.
You have to confirm that with us.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in contact with you all. I'll be in contact with Nikki in the morning and the commissioners and let them know that's kind of the date. And then we will plan a work session that night.
We got any other things to talk about? That's it, ain't it?
That's all I've got.
Okay, somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Somebody second?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Meeting closed.